like to take this opportunity to welcome Reverend Father Matthew T. Matthew, also commonly referred to as our beloved Shaunachan. Shaunachan has previously spoken and has joined us for Slutho prior, and he has graciously agreed to be with us again this evening and to lead us in the devotional message for this evening. And I, at this time, invite our beloved Shaunachan to lead us in the devotional message.
Barakamul. Grant us, O Lord, the knowledge of your divine words, and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the richness of your divine gifts, and the endowment of your Holy Spirit. And grant us that with joy we may keep your commandments, perform and fulfill your will, and become worthy of your blessings and mercies from you, our Lord and our God, now and forever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, one true God, forever and ever. Amen. Respected Vidyuchin, fellow clergy, brothers and sisters in Christ, I have not selected a particular biblical passage for today. Rather, I have decided to speak specifically about the theme that we are currently experiencing liturgically, specifically as we go through the Shunoyo Lent. I just want to share some thoughts regarding this particular Lent and some of the things that we should perhaps keep in mind as we draw near to the celebration of the Feast of Shunoyo. When we talk about this Lent of 15 days, and when we think about the passing of Saint Mary, many words are used by different denominations to describe this particular feast and also this particular Lent season. One word that is used is dormition. Another word that is used is ascension, and together with that, assumption. Yet another word that we commonly use in the Syriac is shunoyo, and the Malayalam equivalent would be langitu. Now, what do all these terms mean? Are they all the same thing? Do they mean different things? How similar are they? Very briefly, I would like to just go through some of these terms. First, the term dormition, something that we definitely have a preference for and quite a few of us use. This particular word is used especially by the Byzantine, the Eastern Orthodox. And by the word dormition of St. Mary, they specifically talk about the falling asleep of Mary the Theotokos. The focus for this word dormition is on her death and also her entombment. At the same time, if we look at certain Byzantine icons after the 17th century, we see not only the prevailing understanding of Mary being entombed and Christ being right next to her, we also see a depiction of Mary seemingly being assumed or ascending into heaven. The Eastern Orthodox understanding of this is also very similar to our understanding in the sense that just as Christ ascended, he passed from this world and ascended, similarly, the Mother of God also ascended. Not in exactly the same way, but we have to always link the assumption of Mary into heaven, always keeping in mind the rising up of Jesus, the incarnated Lord. Now, in terms of the words ascension and assumption, normally the Roman Church is more prone to use this word, especially the Western churches, and they talk about the ascension and assumption of Mary. Now, both of these terms are sometimes used interchangeably, where Mary is seen ascending into heaven, and also she's assumed into heaven. Now, the Western tradition specifically uses this word a lot more than the word dormition. The Marlantora Orthodox Syriac Church we get the tradition of using the word sunoyo from the Syriac Orthodox Church. Now, what does this word sunoyo mean when you compare it to permission or ascension or assumption? The word sunoyo specifically means transfer or to migrate. To transfer or to migrate. So when we talk about this feast and when we refer to this feast, it is literally the feast of the transference or the feast of the migration of Mary, Yoldath Alohu, the one who bore God. Amongst these terms, the proper term would be to use the word shunoyo. And if you notice, this term is actually kind of sort of not exactly specific in terms of whether it's talking about the falling asleep or the ascension. And if you look at the Promion Sedre of the Feast of Shunoyo, this actually is clarified as to why this particular almost ambiguous term is used. When we look at some of the Sedre, the word Miriana Pedinar, for example, if we look at the night prayers Promion, we see the word Madavinde Niriana Pidnal. That is basically the death. So it's saying as we celebrate this, the death of Saint Mary, and so that would closely align itself with the word dormition. Now, at the same time, there are a few places where the meaning of ascension or assumption is found. And we see this in the evening prayers, Sedra, that's where it's like the, about the 15th, 20th line, you will see the phrase, Svargatileke erkapatu, she was taken up into heaven, is what's mentioned here. So here, we see a moving away from the dormition aspect, and we see an understanding of ascension or even assumption, taken up, assumed into heaven. And in other places, we also see the word transfer or migrate. And that can be found in the morning prayer, the introductory prayer, and in the very first line, it says, and that is the Malayalam word for transference, or the Syriac equivalent of the Syriac word shunoyo. So what do we see here? Basically, we understand the Promion Sedre of our church to bear all the theological understandings of what we believe. And from what we have just seen, basically, one can easily say that our understanding is all over the place. In a sense, what's happening here is this. There is no specific cutthroat, boxed understanding which says this is specifically what we believe. The Syriac approach to many theological concepts is similar to this, where the focus is on the mystery of things, and so being specific is avoided. And so here we see a focus on the dormition aspect as well as the assumption aspect, and the somewhere in the middle, the transference and migration aspect. So the takeaway from all of this is this. Let us not concentrate and focus too much on the terminology that is behind all of this. Instead, what we need to understand is and dwell upon and meditate upon is the fact that Mary, the chosen vessel, is of extreme importance to our memory. Saint Mary, if we look at the very first line that a priest says in starting the Corbana, together with Saint John, the line in Syriac is Mariam dile tok, Yohanan dam dok, Mary, who brought you forth, and John, who baptized you. Mary, Saint Mary, and Saint John, amongst all the saints, are exalted to the highest levels, and we remember their births. Saint Mary is someone whom we venerate to the highest extent. And through her pleadings for us, if you look at all the Promio Sedere, a repeated theme that we see is this: O whom, the chosen vessel, who brought the Son to this world, plead for us that our sins may be forgiven. This is the primary message that we need to take away instead of dwelling on the specific terminology. And if someone does ask us, you know, what term that we use, the ideal answer would be transference or migration, shunoyo. And you can tell them about our particular understanding in the light of the approach of the Sedere. I would like to just spend just a minute on 2 points in terms of how to answer the question, what is our theological basis for the veneration of Saint Mary? If someone asked that question, the answer, short answer, would involve just 2 specific points, and that would be, one, we venerate Saint Mary primarily because of the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is through Mary that the incarnation was able to take place. So through the importance of the Son of God becoming man, we see Mary through that perspective of the incarnation. The second theological basis for our veneration of Saint Mary is the Greek term Tauro Theotokos, Mary being witness to the death and crucifixion of Jesus Christ. In Saint John, we see the Mother of God witnessing the passing of her Son. And this Mary as being a prime witness of this is an extremely important theological concept. So if we were to be asked the question, what our understanding theological basis of venerating Saint Mary is, we can tell them it is because of the importance of the incarnation, and also specifically Mary being a witness to the crucifixion and death of our Lord and Savior. To wrap up for today, we should not be concentrating when we think about the Shunoyo Lent instead of dwelling upon the different words and definitions of the transference of Saint Mary. Let us dwell upon and meditate upon her immensely powerful intercessions for all of us. May her prayers be a stronghold for each and every one of us through our difficult times, through our tribulations. May her prayers reach her beloved Son, that he may have mercy on us and find us worthy at the second coming. Guadalcanal. Our Lord Jesus Christ, be glory, thanks, and blessings for his living words to us, unto his Father, who sent him for our salvation, and to his living and life-giving Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.